Proclamation number 6179 of 29th of January, 1955. God's references to the transience of earthly goods. The transitoriness of the earthly material must first be made comprehensible to the human being before he turns to that which is imperishable. Earthly life fills his thoughts because it confronts him with tasks and the fulfillment of duties which will always occupy his thoughts. And he would be insatiable if everything lasted, because then he would be able to constantly increase his possessions and there would then be no limit to his desires and cravings. But since matter is transient, he is thereby constantly forced to be active in order to achieve these goods, which can indeed also take up all his thinking but also leaves open the possibility that transience teaches him to think differently. That it can seem useless to him to use all his vitality only for these goods. That he has a desire for goods which are imperishable. Only the realization of the worthlessness of earthly possessions can cause him to strive for spiritual possessions, or else to chase ever more after the transient because it has no permanence. And even if earthly possessions remain with the human being and he can constantly increase them without them being taken away from him, the thought of death is always a reminder to him that he should detach himself early from that which he nevertheless loses through death. So everything in life is arranged by God in such a way that the human being can very easily learn to despise the world and its goods and mentally enter another world. But his thoughts and will are not necessarily directed towards this other world. Man is free to choose which world he allows himself to be captivated by. And earthly goods will mostly exert a greater attraction because they are tangible and visible, whereas spiritual goods leave little impression because they are supposedly of too little value, and will only have value for people if they are able to easily detach themselves from earthly goods. If every person were to consider that the very next day could be his last, then all earthly goods and their acquisition would seem completely pointless to him and he would make somewhat more provision for the time after. But they reject every thought of death as still premature and only enjoy the earthly world and its goods. That is why the closer the end is, the more death is brought before people's eyes. People are torn out of the midst of life in order to repeatedly point out the transience to their fellow human beings, in order to repeatedly turn their thoughts towards their own demise. It is so obviously shown how little security each individual may have with regard to his own life. And again possessions are destroyed, earthly goods fall victim to the various catastrophes. People are always and everywhere pointed to the real, permanent life which everyone can attain if he seriously wants to. If he strives for spiritual goods which even death cannot take away from him, which will follow him into the kingdom of the beyond when the hour of his passing has come. Every person should strive for spiritual treasures, then even death will not frighten him. Then he will also have become victorious over death, because eternal life awaits him in the spiritual kingdom, which will make him unspeakably happy and last for all eternity. Amen.